சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 7 ஸ்லோகா 13. த்ரிபிர் குணமயைர் பாவைஹ ஏபிஸ் சர்வமிதம் ஜகத் மோஹிதம் நாபிஜானாதி மாமேப்யஃ பரமவ்யயம். லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா கம்ப்ளீட்டட் த டீச்சிங் ஆஃப் ஈஸ்வரஸ்வரூபம் In this 12th shloka, we have completed. Having completed that Ishvara Swarupam, now Krishna is entering into a new topic. That is, what is the samsara karanam? What is the cause for this misery or sorrow? That he is going to talk from 13th shloka onwards up to 15th shloka. Before going to that, we have to consolidate what is our understanding about Ishvara, what we have understood, what Lord Krishna said. I am is of a mixture of two components, para and aparan. Hey Arjuna, my nature is a mixture of what and what? Mixture of para prakriti and apara prakriti. Para means higher nature, apara means lower nature. I am a mixture of higher and lower nature. What are the features of this higher and lower? Higher nature is nirvikaram, changeless. Lower nature, that is aparaprakriti, is changing principle, Arjuna. Whatever you are seeing that is changing in the world, understand that changing thing is aparaprakriti. It is my lower nature. And I am of the nature of attributeless, nirgunam. I am free from attributes. My apara prakriti is with full of attributes, sagunam. And I am higher nature. As higher nature, I am consciousness principle. My lower nature is matter principle, maya prakriti. I am the mixture of spirit and matter. My higher nature is called consciousness or spirit. My lower nature is called matter or prakriti, maya. Last point, what Lord Krishna said, I, the higher nature, consciousness, I am Satyam, real, truth, capital T you have to put, the reality, the truth, Satyam, whereas my lower nature is, Aparaprakriti is Jadam, unreal. I am Satyam, that is Asatyam. I am Nityam, that means what? Lower nature is also mine, but my original nature is higher nature. That's why Lord Krishna says, I for higher nature. I possess Maya as my lower nature. what I possess, Maya, is Savikaram, Sagunam, that is unreal. But I, the higher nature, as consciousness, am Satyam, Nirvikaram, Nirgunam. You can understand Nirvikaram, Nirgunam. Nirvikaram means changeless. Nirguna means attributeless. Satya means reality. Not only that, I am a sentient principle. As consciousness, higher nature, I am sentient. That is my true nature. Whereas what I possess, Maya, Prakriti, which is Savikaram, Sagunam, it is insentient. It is insentient, means Jadam. I am Chetanam, higher principle. My Maya Prakriti is insentient, Achetanam. So both together, my Ishvara Swarupam. What is my Ishvara Swarupam? Mixture. What is real? Consciousness, I am real. But my Maya Prakriti is only depending upon me. That's what he said in 12th sloka. A very important point. What he said? Aham teshu, aham tu na teshu te mai. A paradoxical statement. Upon this point, I would like to give two important points. Very, very important. If you understand this, the whole Vedanta you can understand. Aham na teshu means what? Teshu means apara prakriti objects. What are all objects born out of matter? What are all born out of matter? Panchabhutas onwards, five elements, animals, plants, and insects, human beings, all these, what are all you are seeing, they are all only matter, they are all depending upon me. Te mayi, na? They are depending upon me in artham. Without Maya, I can exist, but without me, Maya cannot exist. My apara prakriti cannot exist. My lower prakriti, nature cannot exist. I independently exist. Aham na teshu means what? I am not depending upon them. Aham na teshu means I am not depending upon them. Means what? I am Swatantraha. I am independent Swatantraha. Te mayi. Where are these words? In 12th shloka, second line, second quarter. Natvaham teshu te mayi is there. That is what we are seeing now. Aham na teshu means I am not depending upon them. Te mayi, they are depending upon me. Means what? I am not depending upon them, they are depending upon me. Means what? It means lower nature, apara prakriti, maya, because of which Akasha, Vayu, Agni, Apaha, Prithivi, Bhutani, Sarvam, objects have come. They are all depending upon me. I am not depending upon them. Aham na teshu. I am not depending upon them. They are depending upon me, the higher nature. That means what? Matter is depending upon consciousness. Consciousness is not depending upon matter. Aham swatantraha, matter is aswatantraha. So the entire universe is my product, born of me. Bhagavan says, Bijam mam sarvabhutana. I am the karanam of this entire universe, Bhagavan said. Then world become what? A product of Bhagavan. So karana gunaha karye anuvartante. Golden ornaments have what? Gold. Earthenwares have got what? Earth. Similarly, Bhagavan is the bijam, karanam. higher nature, lower nature is called Bhagavan, his creation also must have both mixture. Are you getting the point? That is the thing. The whole entire universe is the product of Bhagavan. Since Bhagavan is the mixture of higher and lower, entire universe is also mixture. We are in the world or not? So we are also mixture. We are also mixture. Mixture of what? Not bundi cashews. Okay. Mixture of what? We are mixture of consciousness plus matter. Isn't it? So, where is that consciousness here? I am conscious of. And mind, body is matter. So, I, the consciousness, I am enlivening the thoughts. Thoughts are coming from me. I am conscious of. Flower thought. Small flower, big flower. Small flower, big flower. Flower thought you have got. Smell thought you have got. Not you, I have got. Okay, thoughts. So every thought, before thought rise, it presupposes what? Consciousness. So to say, I am conscious of this flower, flower exists, who is required? I, the conscious being, is required. Flower can say, I am paneer rose. This paneer rose can say, I am paneer rose. It cannot say. The flower paneer rose is existent to say, who is required? A conscious being is required. Who is conscious being? I am conscious being. Therefore, I am conscious of flower. Even flower is not conscious of itself. That is what I said. Paneer rose is not conscious of that it is a rose. Is it simple or difficult? Are you following? Poovukku thaanu poo anu theriyadu. Enakku idu poo anu theriyum. எதுக்காக அந்த பூக்கு வந்து கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் எக்ஸ்பிரஸ் ஆக மாட்டேங்கிறது அதெல்லாம் இல்லையா நமக்கு சட்டில் பாடி இருக்குது அதுக்கு தான் ஐ ஆம் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் ஃப்ளவர் ஃப்ளவர் தாட் கம்ஸ் ஓகே ஸோ திஸ் ஃப்ளவர் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஃபார் இட்ஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் டிபெண்டிங் அப்பான் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் ஈவன் திஸ் பாடி எக்ஸிஸ்ட் Even thought comes and goes, thought is there, every thought is depending upon me, I am not depending upon thoughts. எனக்கு thoughts வருதுன்னு தெரியறது thoughts வரலன்னு தெரியறது thoughts இருக்குன்னு தெரியறது இல்லைன்னு தெரியறது ஆனால் thoughts இருக்கிறதுக்கு they are depending upon me, but I am not depending upon thoughts. எப்படி தெரியும் நல்ல தலை ஆடிட்டே இருக்கு எப்படி தெரியும் தாட்ஸ் டிபெண்டிங் அப்பான் மீ ஐ எம் நாட் டிபெண்டிங் அப்பான் தாட்ஸ் சிம்பிள் நவ் வி ஆர் ஆல் ஹேவிங் தாட்ஸ் வாட் தாட்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் ஸ்டடிங் பகவத்கீதா செவன்த் சாப்டர் நவ் ஐ எம் சிட்டிங் இன் த கிளாஸ் யூ ஆர் ஆல் ஹேவிங் தாட்ஸ் யூ ஆர் அவேர் ஆஃப் தாட்ஸ் யூ ஆர் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் தாட்ஸ் ஓகே தென் நைட் வென் யூ ஆர் ஸ்லீப்பிங் When you are sleeping, do you have thoughts? You don't have. Are you there or not? You are there? Sure? Okay. You are there. That means what? Thoughts illamal kuda nanu iruken. Puriyudha? Thoughts illattalum kuda nanu iruken. Appo, am I depending on thoughts for my existence? No. That is called Aham Na Teshu. But when I wake up, thoughts are coming. Thoughts are depending upon me, the consciousness. Thoughts can exist independently. Thoughts can exist independently. Suppose to say flower is. You are required first. Therefore, flower's existence depending upon you or me and all of us, anything, objects, mikeys, clippies, fannies, lighties, speakeries, everything. So, அது இருக்க இருக்கேன்னு சொல்கிறதுக்கு நான் இருக்கணும் இல்லையா? நான் இருக்கேன்னு சொல்கிறதுக்கு யார் வேணும்? யூ வாண்ட் ஆஸ்க் நெய்பர், நான் இருக்கேன்னு கேட்பல. டு டாக் அபவுட் த எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் த ஃப்ளவர், மை ப்ரெசன்ஸ் இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட். டு டாக் அபவுட் த ப்ரெசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் மை, தி கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ், ஹூ இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட்? நோபடி இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட். தட் இஸ் கால்ட் தே மை அகம் ந தேஷு. ஐ ஹோப் ஐ ஹவ் கம்யூனிகேட்டட் சம்திங். திஸ் இஸ் த சப்ஜெக்ட் யூ ஹாவ் டு ஸ்டடி ஃபார் டிகேட்ஸ், நாட் ஒன் டே ஆர் டூ டேஸ். இட் டேக்ஸ் ஆல் த வே, இட் இஸ் அன் எவல்யூஷன், இட் டேக்ஸ் அ லாங் டைம். ஜஸ்ட் ஐ ஆம் கிவிங் எ டேஸ்ட் ஆஃப் வேதாந்தா டுடே. ஓகே, திஸ் இஸ் த க்ரக்ஸ் ஆஃப் வேதாந்தா. Now let us go to the next shloka, 13th shloka, what Krishna says. Samsara karanam means dukkhakam karanam. Samsaram eva dukkham, janana, marana, samsara, vyadhi, jara, old age, disease, problems, all these are because of what? Na? Because of not knowing this mixture. Not studying Bhagavad Gita. Not attending Bhagavad Gita class. Okay, Lord Krishna says, Tribhihi gunamayaihi bhavaihi evis sarvam idam jagat. Hey Arjuna, idam sarvam jagat. Jagat means universe. Idam means this universe. Not somewhere. This universe. Idam means the universe which you are experiencing. Idam means what? Which you are experiencing. Jagat, entire universe. What is entire universe? Bhavai, ebhihi bhavaihi. Tribhirhi gunamayaihi bhavaihi. Apara prakriti maya has got three gunas. Sattva, rajas and tamas. Now you see, prakriti, apara prakriti means nothing but a mixture of three gunas. What do you mean by apara prakriti? Matter, jadam, lower nature, savikaram, sagunam ani chunnam illaya? And the sagunam we are telling, no, that saguna means trigunam. Guna sahitam sagunam, triguna sahitam, trigunaihinar. Tribhihi gunamayaihi, mayaihi means what? Endowed with, possessed. Gunamayaihi means endowed with. Apara prakriti is that which is endowed with sattva, rajas and tamo gunam. Three gunas. Tribhihi, by three gunas. Tribhi anna mood. By three gunas, this maya prakriti which is Maya Prakriti, which has got three gunas, that is only manifesting as entire universe. My lower nature. What you are seeing, what you are experiencing, what you are seeing changing, everything, it has got attributes. Everything that is called Jagat is endowed with Tribhihi gunamayaihi bhavaihi. Bhavaihi means padarthas. Bhavaihi means padarthaihi. Propertied aparaprakriti. Propertied aparaprakriti is visible. In scientific language, if you want to say, energy is invisible, matter is visible. Visible energy is matter, invisible matter is energy. Invisible matter is energy. திருப்பி சொல்லுங்க பார்க்கலாம். Visible energy is matter. Invisible matter is LKG class மாதிரி இருக்க கரெக்டா. That's why this is a class, not discourse. This is a class. ఇదం సర్వం జగత్ త్రిభి గుణమయై భావై సర్వమిదం. సో వాట్ ఎవర్ యు ఆర్ సీయింగ్ ద వరల్డ్, దిస్ లైన్ యు హ్యావ్ టు రిమెంబర్. వాట్ మైక్ ఇఫ్ యూ సీ, ఓహో త్రీ గుణాస్ ఆర్ దేర్. ఫ్లవర్ యూ సీ, త్రీ గుణాస్ ఆర్ దేర్. మైక్ యూ సీ, త్రీ గుణాస్ ఆర్ దేర్. వాట్ అబౌట్ బాడీ? సవికారం బాడీ చేంజింగ్? బాడీ హ్యాస్ గాట్ హైట్ వెయిట్ ప్రాపర్టీస్, గుణాస్ ఆర్ దేర్. సో ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో ఎ మిక్సర్ ఆఫ్ త్రీ గుణాస్. వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ సీ ఈజ్ ఎ మిక్సర్ ఆఫ్ త్రీ గుణాస్. అవునా? దిస్ ఫ్లవర్ త్రీ గుణాస్, దిస్ క్లాత్ త్రీ గుణాస్, సత్వ రజస్తమో గుణాత్మిక మాయా ప్రకృతి అప్పియరింగ్. సో వాట్ బ్యూటిఫుల్, వండర్ఫుల్, ఎక్సలెంట్. ఇట్ హ్యాస్ గాట్ ఎ వెరైటీ, ఇట్ హ్యాస్ గాట్ ఎ బ్యూటీ. బ్యూటీ ఈస్ దేర్, ఇట్ హ్యాస్ గాట్ ఎ వెరైటీ, ఇట్ హ్యాస్ గాట్ ఎ బ్యూటీ, ఇట్ హ్యాస్ గాట్ ఎ నావెల్టీ, ఇట్ హ్యాస్ నో స్టెబిలిటీ అన్న. కొంచెం నేరం ఇరుకు, ఆఫ్టర్ వన్ అవర్ ఇన్ ద పూ యారో నాన్ యారో. నౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ యూస్ఫుల్ ఫర్ సమ్ టైమ్, యు ఆర్ ఎంజాయింగ్, ఆఫ్టర్ సమ్ టైమ్ ఓవర్. నో స్టెబిలిటీ, దట్స్ వై హోల్ అనాత్మ ప్రపంచ ఈజ్ ఫ్లక్చువేటింగ్. వాట్ ఎవర్ ఈజ్ ఫ్లక్చువేటింగ్, వాట్ ఎవర్ ఈజ్ అపియరింగ్, ఇట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ పర్మనెంట్, ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఇంపర్మనెంట్. ఫ్లక్చువేటింగ్ థింగ్ క్యాన్ గివ్ సపోర్ట్ టు యూ. సపోజ్ యూ వాంట్ హ్యావ్ ఎ సపోర్ట్, లైక్ ఇన్ హరిద్వార్, వెన్ యూ గో టు కుంభమేళా, హరిద్వార్ సమ్వేర్ టేకింగ్ బాత్, వాటర్ ఈజ్ వెరీ 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 ఫోర్సిబుల్. యూ వాంట్ టు టేక్ బాత్, యూ వాంట్ టు గెట్ సెక్యూరిటీ. వాట్ ఐ వాంట్ టు బి సెక్యూర్, ఈవెన్ ఆఫ్టర్ టేకింగ్ బాత్ సేఫ్లీ ఐ హ్యావ్ టు కమ్ బ్యాక్. ఓకే, అండ్ వాట్ యు డూ, యూ టేక్ డిప్ ఇన్ ద వాటర్. అండ్ ఇఫ్ యూ టేక్ వితౌట్ సపోర్ట్ ఆఫ్ హోల్డింగ్ ఎనీథింగ్, యూ సో యూ సీ ద హరిద్వార్లో ఫోర్స్ వాటర్, యూ విల్ గో వైకుంఠం ఇఫ్ యూ ఎంటర్ వితౌట్ ఎనీ హోల్డ్. దట్ ఈస్ వై దే కీప్ చైన్స్, ఎవ్రీ ఘాట్ దే కీప్ చైన్స్, అండ్ దే ఆల్వేస్ గివ్ వార్నింగ్ ఆల్సో, హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు ద చైన్స్ అండ్ టేక్ డిప్ ఇన్ ద వాటర్, బికాస్ దట్ వాటర్ ఈస్ సో ఫోర్సిబుల్. ఇఫ్ యూ డిప్ వితౌట్ ఎనీ హోల్డింగ్ యూ విల్ క్యారీడ్ అవే బై ద వాటర్. దేర్ ఫోర్ ఫర్ యువర్ సెక్యూరిటీ వాట్ యూ డూ, హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు చైన్. దట్ చైన్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో నాట్ స్ట్రాంగ్, వాట్ విల్ హ్యాపెన్? అలాంగ్ విత్ చైన్ యూ విల్ గో. సో వాట్ యు ఆర్ హోల్డింగ్ మస్ట్ బి స్ట్రాంగ్. దేర్ ఫోర్ యువర్ సెక్యూరిటీ వేర్ విచ్ ఈజ్ స్టడీ, విచ్ హ్యాస్ గాట్ స్టడీనెస్, యూ హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు దాట్, దెన్ యూ హ్యావ్ సెక్యూరిటీ. అదే మాదిరి ది హోల్ వరల్డ్ ఈజ్ లైక్ ఏ హరిద్వార్ రివర్. హోల్ థింగ్ ఈజ్ ఫ్లక్చువేటింగ్, బాడీ ఈజ్ ఫ్లక్చువేటింగ్, రిలేషన్స్, ఫ్రెండ్స్, ఫైనాన్స్, ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ చేంజింగ్ ఆర్ నాట్? ఎవ్రీడే వీఆర్ చేంజింగ్, అవర్ బాడీ ఈజ్ చేంజింగ్, ఎవ్రీడే పీపుల్ ఆర్ చేంజింగ్, ఎవ్రీడే థింగ్స్ ఆర్ చేంజింగ్, న్యూ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ కమింగ్, ఫ్లక్చువేషన్ ఈజ్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్ వైలెంట్లీ. సో దిస్ ఇస్ లైక్ ఎ హరిద్వార్ రివర్, అండ్ హూమ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు హోల్డ్ ఆన్, which is not fluctuating, you have to hold on. Who is that? Para prakriti ishvara chain you have to hold on, then you can dip in this worldly matters, you can play your roles, nothing will happen. Clear? You have to hold on to para prakriti, means understand para prakriti and ప్లే ఇన్ దిస్ అపరా ప్రకృతి. నల్ల కూల్ వాటర్లో డిప్ పడినబోదు జాలీ జాలీగా ఇருக்கும் இல்லையா? సపోజ్ వాటర్ ఈజ్ నాట్ దేర్ ఇన్ ద రివర్, వాటర్ ఈజ్ నాట్ దేర్, వాట్ ఈజ్ వాట్ జాయ్ యూ కెన్ గెట్? సో వాటర్ ఈజ్ రిక్వైర్డ్, అండ్ ద వాటర్ ఆల్సో అప్పుడే కామా ఇరుందా, అదిలో ఖుషి ఖుషిగా ఇరుకాదు, అది కొంచెం ఫ్లోగా ఇరకడం. ఫ్లోటింగ్ వాటర్లో యూ టేక్ బాత్ ఆర్ స్టాగ్నేటెడ్ వాటర్? All are intelligent enough. Floating water, none of us like to take bath in a water, steady water, it is smells. Stagnated water, none of us take bath. Flowing water only purifies my body. Like that, in life also, when you are dipping in what? Mother role, father role, brother role, sister role, teacher role, student role, any role when you are playing, it is like one dip. Okay. Now hold on to para prakriti chain, Bhagavan, Ishvara. Nothing will happen, you are secure. Without holding para prakriti or jnanam of higher nature, if you do your duties or playing your role, you have a problem. Pain, sorrow, misery, all will continue. Therefore, what to do now? If you want security, play your roles. If a role vendama, vendama. Dip pannanama, vendama. Dipping in the river, river is beautiful, waves are beautiful. But when you want to take bath, when you want to get freshness, you want to take bath, at the same time you have to hold on to the chain. Adi madrida. If river is not there, waves are not there, no bath is possible. Adi madri. If this nama, rupa, role is not there, what is life? Chappu nirukum. Para prakriti eppadi irukke? Nirgunam, nirvikaram. Chappu nirukum life. Illaya? Without water, how river looks? Is it a river without water? Similarly, para prakriti is invisible, formless. You can never enjoy. You want to enjoy, own up your para prakriti and dip into apara prakriti, come back. Dip into apara prakriti, come back. What is para prakriti? Bhagavad Gita class. Again, go home after 12:30. Apara prakriti. Dip, dip, dip. Ama. Children will come and ask, adi pandla, idi pandla, ipdi irukke, apdi irukke, ella endha da dip da. It is a struggle. But you know that these are all only temporary, fluctuating. But I have a hold. What is that? Para prakriti Ishvara. But unfortunately, Arjuna, second line, you see. Mohitam nabhi janati. Non-Bhagavad Gita students, mohitam, deluded. Na abhijanati, they do not know. Na abhijanati means they do not know. Mohita means they are deluded by lack of this knowledge. By lack of this what knowledge? Mixture knowledge. Ippon inga deepavali pampudu mixture pannam bodhu nenu teaching tha gnapakam varum ungalku. Swamini mixture chollite irukanga. மிக்சி பார்த்தாலும் கூட நான் தான் ஞாபகம் வருவேன் இல்லையா மிக்சி அது மாதிரி ந ஜானாதி வாட் டைப் ஆஃப் மீ தே டு நாட் நோ மாம் ஏபியா பரம் அவ்யயம் தே டு நாட் நோ மீ மாம் தே டு நாட் நோ மீ வாட் மீ ஏபியா பரம் Who is beyond this nama rupa prapancha? Ebhyaha means apara prakriti, beyond apara prakriti. Ebhyaha means nama rupa anartha. Prapancha, all objects, names, forms, whatever you see, these are all are my lower nature. Ebhyaha aham param, I am beyond, I transcend them. What do you mean by param? They cannot afflict me. Me means what? Paraprakriti, higher nature. This lower nature called namarupa, karya prapancha cannot afflict me, the paramatma or paraprakriti. Why? Ebhyaha param, I am transcending. Your shadow, you are beyond your shadow or you are within shadow? Beyond means that shadow of yours will afflict you, will cause any pain to you, your shadow. Can shadow does exist separate from you? Does shadow exist separate from you? You are depending upon shadow or shadow is depending upon you? You are all alert. Shadow is depending upon you. You are not depending upon the shadow. Similarly, this lower anatma apara prakriti is depending upon me. This apara prakriti cannot afflict me. You are param means beyond of shadow or not? You transcend. Param means beyond. Beyond means transcend. Don't take distance wise. Okay, here param means that which cannot afflict me, which cannot cause any pain or affliction. That is the meaning. Param means what? Beyond. Just as your shadow cannot afflict you, cannot cause any pain or problem, similarly, this apara prakriti shadow cannot touch me. The Arjuna, I the para prakriti cannot be touched by, afflicted by this apara prakriti. Because people are deluded, they do not know. Even they also have that para prakriti in them. I am asking them to recognize that para prakriti, which is not afflicted by their apara prakriti. Their para prakriti also is not afflicted by their apara prakriti. What? Adhella Krishna chollala, na solren. People are all deluded by, means they are not knowing my higher nature. They want to know my higher nature. First, they also should know their mixture, their para prakriti, their apara prakriti. Body, mind is apara prakriti. Consciousness is para prakriti. I am consciousness, para prakriti. I am same of that Bhagavan, para prakriti. That is freedom from delusion and artha. So, people do not know my para prakriti. Who is beyond apara prakriti? They are taking me, what? Nama rupa only. What type of me? Avyayam, vyayarahitam. Avyayam means vyayarahitam. Janmadi sarva bhava vikara varjitam. Avyayam means what? Matter, apara prakriti has got janma, therefore it has got maranam. It has got umpteen problems, vyadhi, jara, all are there. But I, the para prakriti, am free from birth, death, disease, old age. Who says? Bhagavan tells. So therefore, we are also product of para and apara. Now what is our job? We also must understand para prakriti is free from old age. Para prakriti, that is consciousness, free from disease. Para prakriti, aidi awareness, consciousness, I am free from birth and death. Who is having birth, death, disease and old age? Tell me. My body, mind complex. Not me. My body mind complex has got birth, my body has got death, my body has got disease, my body has got old age. But I, the consciousness, am free from birth, death, old age, disease, back pain also. Back pain is for whom? Who is having back? Who is having back? Body is having back, therefore it has got pain. Who is having headache? No? The body has got head, therefore it has got headache. Then who am I? I am the experiencer of headache. I am the experiencer of headache. I am the experiencer of backache. I am the experiencer of what? Power cut at 12 o'clock. Power cut, ready, okay. போலியே
இன்னைக்கு. ஓகே, அது இதுக்கு ஞாபகப்படுத்தணும். இப்போ அவ்வயம், தட் இஸ் கால்ட் அவ்வயம். பீப்புள் ஆர் நாட் நோயிங் மை ஜென்ம மரண வியாதி ஜராரஹித ஸ்வரூபம் அவ்வயம் ந அபிஜானாதி. நாட் யூ, ஆல் அதர் பீப்பிள், அவுட்சைடு பீப்பிள் நாட் நோயிங் திஸ் அலோன் இஸ் காஸ் ஃபார் சம்சாரா. இஃப் ஐ டு நாட் நோ ஐ ஆம் பரா பிரகிருதி, பகவான் இஸ் ஆல்சோ பரா பிரகிருதி ஒரிஜினல்லி, வாட் வில் ஹேப்பன் யூ நோ? ஐ டேக் திஸ் பாடி ஆஸ் மைண்ட், மை செல்ஃப். ஐ டேக் திஸ் மைண்ட் ஆல்சோ ஆஸ் மை செல்ஃப். அண்ட் த பாடி இஸ் நெவர் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ், அண்ட் ஆல் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் ஆஃப் பாடி ஐ டேக் ஆஸ் மை ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ், மைண்ட் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் மை ப்ராப்ளம். தட்ஸ் வை பரமார்த்தானந்த சுவாமிஜி ஆல்வேஸ் இஸ் நைபரைசேஷன், நைபரைஸ் த ப்ராப்ளம். நைபர் ப்ராப்ளம், பக்க வீட்டில் ப்ராப்ளம் இருக்கு, எப்படி பார்ப்பேன் பாவம் சொல்கிறோமோ இல்லையா? அங்கே வீட்டில் ஏதோ ப்ராப்ளம் இருக்கு, நெய்பர் வீட்டில் ப்ராப்ளம் எப்படி பார்ப்போம் பாவம் ஏதோ ப்ராப்ளம் இருக்கு. அப்படி பார்க்கணும் நம்ம உடம்பு மனசு. நெய்பரைசிங் பர்த் டெத் டிசீஸ் old age. Who is having that? My neighbor is having. Who is that neighbor? My body. That neighbor is koncham feet distance la irpaar. Idu vande vettin irukku avladha. And the neighbor ku indha neighbor ku enna difference theriyumo? Avar konjam doorama irpaar, idu mathram romba pakkathile. Analum neighbor neighbor da. So Dayananda Swamiji says, you are the problem, you are the solution. Means what? Not knowing you are the higher consciousness principle, which is para prakriti, non-changing, attributeless, birthless, deathless, diseaseless. Not knowing this is problem. So you are only the problem, your ajnanam is the problem. Since your ignorance of para prakriti, your consciousness nature, higher nature is the problem, what is the solution? When you are the problem, not knowing, your ignorance is the problem, then what is must be the solution? Your knowledge about para prakriti alone is the solution. Solution for what? For problem. எது எந்த காரணத்தினால ப்ராப்ளமோ அந்த காரணம் போன அந்த ப்ராப்ளம் போயிடும், சால்வ் ஆகிடும். ஸோ ப்ராப்ளம் இஸ் யூ அன்ன யூ தி இக்னரண்ட் இக்னராமஸ் ஒன் இஸ் த காஸ் ஃபார் யுவர் ப்ராப்ளம். தேர் ஃபோர் இஃப் ஐ எம் எ கீதா ஸ்டூடெண்ட், இஃப் ஐ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், இஃப் ஐ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தரோலி, சொல்யூஷன் கம்ஸ். ப்ராப்ளம் இஸ் solved or dissolved? Dissolved. You recognize there is no problem. Problem is in aparaprakriti. Problem is not in me, the paraprakriti. This is called dissolution of problem, not solving. Anatma problem you can never solve. Paraprakriti atma is ever free from problem. Therefore, இங்கே வந்து ப்ராப்ளம் சால்வ் பண்ண வேண்டிய தேவையில்லை, இங்கே பண்ண முடியாது. Therefore, you dissolve. What? Problem? I am free from problem. Body is having problem. Neighbor, my neighbor is having problem. ஏன்னா அது நேச்சரு, ப்ராப்ளம்லாம் இருக்கிறது தான் அதனுடைய நேச்சரே. No perfect health. Okay? No person is having perfect health, perfect mind, perfect, perfect, mudivay mudiyad. So accept the imperfection of apara prakriti, anatma, and own up or claim ever perfect para prakriti. That's all. Over. Job is over. Simple. அவ்வயா அவ்வயம் மாம் ஏபியா அவ்வயம் மோஹிதம் ந அபிஜானாதி. நான் கீதா ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் ஸ்ட்ரகிளிங், கீதா ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் ஆர் என்ஜாயிங், என் ஜாய், என்னுடைய ஜாய், என்ஜாய், அதுதான் என்ஜாய். ஓகே, நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா.
very, very important slokas, all these. Daimihesha gunamayim. Mama Maya Duratyaya. Mameva e prapadyante. Maya me tam tarantite. Now, how to come out of this? What is the solution? How to get peace, happiness, security? How to get peace, total peace, happiness, security, ananda, nimmadi, eppadi enna? Ippadi ennu solraar Bhagavan. Eppadi? Maam eva e prapadyante. Who take shelter in me, refuge in me, who totally surrender to me, sharanagati, prapatti, bhakti. Bhakti is the solution. Bhakti alone is the solution. Maam eva, second line first we see. Maam eva ye prapadyante. Maam means swatma bhutam para prakritim ityarthaha. Maam is a pronoun. Not English mom. Okay. Mom, 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 and the mom illa. Mom and ennai. Ennai, enna. In the pronoun is the problem. In the Krishna conscious people, they take mom and chunar Krishna. Enna Krishna? Gopika Krishna. And the peacock feather put to the and the Krishna. The mom and chunar. Appena Shiva Bhaktanaki? ப்ராப்ளம் இருந்துகிட்டே இருக்கும். தெய்வீ பக்தனுக்கு இருந்துகிட்டே இருக்கும். வி ஷுட் நாட் டேக் லைக் தட். தட் இஸ் வை வி ஷுட் நாட் டேக் மாம் மீன்ஸ் ஆஸ் வசுதேவ கிருஷ்ணா ஆர் தேவகி கிருஷ்ணா பாடி. அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் கேர்ஃபுல்லி. யூ ஹாவ் டு டேக் பரமாத்மா, த ஈஸ்வரா, த காட், ஓன்லி காட் யூ ஹாவ் டு டேக். What is that nature of that God? Na? Paraprakriti, swatmabhutam, paraprakritim. Swatmabhutam means what? I, the paraprakriti, I am there in everyone. In the form of what? Paraprakriti, consciousness, chaitanyam, spirit, which is not changing. Okay, body is changing, mind is changing. The one who seeing the change of the body mind is changing or not changing? Not changing. That is called Swatma Bhutam. Their own Atma Swarupam, which is not changing. That is my real nature. I am there in them. Kadavul irukara illaya inge? Kadandi ulle irukar kadavul. Enge? ஹதயத்தில் நமக்குள்ளே இருக்கார். எப்படி இருக்கார்? அதுக்கு தான் ஹனுமான் அப்படி ஓப்பன்ஸ் அண்ட் ஷோஸ் ராம லக்ஷ்மணா சீதா சமேதா. வாட் இட் மீன்ஸ்? காட் இஸ் அவைலபிள் ஹியர். எப்படி? கதா சங்கு சக்கரம் எல்லாம் வச்சு உட்காருவார் இங்கே. தட் இஸ் ஓன்லி பிக்சரைசேஷன். யூ ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் த கான்செப்ட். தட் ஈஸ் எ கான்க்ரீட் வே ஆஃப் ப்ரெசன்டேஷன். What is the abstract way you have to understand here? Swatma Bhutam, I am in the form of Atma, Chaitanyam, consciousness, Paraprakriti in everyone. But we are doing what mistake? We are taking ourselves as body, mind. Adida, periya problem. Therefore, we study Gita more and more and more. You understand you are not the body, you are not the mind, you are consciousness. That is what maam means, swatma bhutam maam. One who is in the form of one's own self. I am in the form of their own self, Bhagavan says. Surrendering to me means what? Bhagavan says, I am in the form of self, in that person, this person, every person. That you have to understand. That's why don't worship Bhagavan only outside. Try to understand Bhagavan inside also. That inside Bhagavan eppadi ukkarvarana chaitanya rupena, brahma rupena, paraprakriti rupena, nirvikara rupena, nirguna rupena is there. And that is the mom. Etam mayam taranti. Once they understand that paraprakriti, which is the self in them, that is real surrender, taranti mayam. They cross over this maya. Mayam means in the maya. This maya, dithiya vibhakti, ekavachanam. Mayam, akaranta strilingaha, mayam. Etat also, strilingaha, sarvanama shabdaha. Etam mayam, ippadipatta mayanai, anartham. That means what? Bhakta really committed to me to know this nature. That is called real bhakti. Bhagavan, help me to know your real nature. You ask, openly you ask Bhagavan, Bhagavan, who are you? Please show me your real nature. Avar enna solraru theriyuma? I am in you in the form of self. You ask Bhagavan, he will give this knowledge. Eppadi kekkanum? Half-hearted kekkakoodadu. Okay, wholeheartedly you have to ask. Wholeheartedly enna spelling correct a pottukonga. Wholeheartedly you have to ask. Avanukku theriyum Bhagavanukku ivan half-hearted kekkaranna wholeheartedly kekkaranna anna Bhagavanukku nanna theriyum. So you can move Bhagavan, you can bring Bhagavan, you can make Bhagavan to surrender. First you surrender, after Bhagavan surrender aayiduvar unakku theriyuma? In the secret theriyumo? First you surrender, then Bhagavan surrender to his bhakta. Bhagavan surrender to Mirabai or not? Krishna surrender to Mirabai. Rama surrender to Tyagaraja. That's why whenever Tyagaraja wants, Rama comes. Whenever Mirabai wants to see Krishna, Krishna comes. Whatever they ask, Bhagavan has given to them. Namam kekkaradhu illa, Bhagavan kudukkaradhu illa. Enna andalavukku sharanagathi irukkanume. Bhagavanukkaga oru thottu kannu thanni varadha namakku. குழந்தைக்காக புத்திர புத்திரி கிரகத்துக்காக நம்ம எல்லாம் நம்ம வாட்டர் எல்லாம் வேஸ்ட் ஆகிட்டுருக்கு. ஃபார் லோக்கல் பீப்புள், ஃபார் பகவான் சேக், மாம் ஏ பிரபத்யந்தே ஹூ எவர் சரண்டர் டு மே. ட்ரூ பக்தி தோஸ் ஹூ ஆர் ஹேவிங் அண்ட் தே ஹாவ் பக்தி ஆன் மை பக்தாஸ் ஆல்சோ. ஹூ ஹேஸ் டிவோஷன் அப்பான் மீ அண்ட் அப்பான் மை டிவோட்டீஸ் ஆல்சோ, he is my real bhakta. Okay, worshipping Bhagavata is equal to worshipping Bhagavan. Understand? Worshipping Mahatmas, Bhagavata Purushas, is worshipping to Bhagavan only. Mam ye prapadyamte etam mayam tarantite. What type of maya? First line you go now. He says, this is the maya. What is the nature of maya? Daivi yesha gunamayi. This maya is daivi. Mama maya. Priyada, mama maya ni solrar. This maya is belong to me. It is under my control. I am the master. Maya is my servant. This divine maya, daivi maya. Why it is called daivi maya? Daiva sambandhi daivi. Because it is associated with daivam, Bhagavan, paraprakriti, maya status has elevated. Ordinary matter maya became what? Daivi maya. Daivi maya. Eppadina
simple thread you keep on your head? Simple thread do you keep on your head? Never. Same thread if you tie with flowers, what you do? Nicely decorate along with flowers also. What has gone on your head? Thread. You never remember that you are keeping thread on your head. You remember only flowers. But thread status elevated or not? Its status also elevated. Adhe madrida. Ordinary maya, since it is associated with Bhagavan, Paraprakriti, maya has got what status? Daivi. Daiva sambandhi is called Daivi maya. Yesha maya, what is that? Gunamayi. Mayi means endowed with what? Sattva, rajas, tamo gunas. It is endowed with sattva guna, rajo guna, tamo guna, gunamayi maya. Mama maya, duratyaya. If they are not surrendering to me, if they are not devotees of me, people cannot cross over maya. Duratyaya. Duratyaya means it is difficult to cross. Because I am the master of maya. If that person wants to cross maya, apara prakriti, what he has to do? He has to surrender Bhagavan who is keeping maya under his control. But we are under the spell of maya. Understand? Human beings are all slaves to maya, mohini. Mohitam nabhijanati nanartramo. And the maya mohini is so attractive, they are all attracted by her. They don't have control over that maya. They have to surrender to such a lord who is controlling maya. Then Bhagavan helps to those devotees also to cross over that maya. Without surrendering to Bhagavan, you can never cross over this maya. Puriyada? What do you mean by crossing over maya? It is not like crossing the river. Crossing over maya means crossing in the fear, crossing sorrow, crossing pain, misery. All problems in the world, you will cross over. Therefore, you have to surrender to the boss. Who is that boss? Ishvara. Who is that Ishvara? Who is the controller of maya? Then he will help you how to cross over your apara prakriti, body and mind complex. Therefore, what you require now? Bhakti, devotion. Namam duskruti no moodaham. Prapadyante naradhamaham. Mayaya pahruta jnanaham. Asuram bhavam ashritaham. Bhagavan says, naradhamaha. Hey Arjuna, these people, naradhamaha means very, very lowly minded people. Lowly minded means what? Not having any thinking at all. Very, 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 very dull nartha. Naradhamaha means very inferior among human beings. Naradhamaha. Who are they? Dushkrutinaha. Dushkrutinaha means those who are doing all sinful actions. Papakarinaha. Papinaha. Dushkrutinaha means unfortunate people, misfortune because of their wrong actions. Ella tappu tappa panninirpa. Ella akramam. Kalayilindu 2G spectrum, 3G spectrum. Ella ore kutram. Kutramo kutram. Adhikitha dushkrutinaha. They are called Naradhamaha. Apahrita Jnanaha, who are all deprived of discrimination. Jnana means discrimination, Viveka Buddhi. Apahrita Jnanaha means whose discrimination is stolen by, taken away by, deprived of. The discrimination power is carried away. By what? Mayaya. Because they are attracted towards Maya, they are all surrendered to Maya, therefore they are carried away by Maya. Therefore they have to surrender to me, and they are not surrendering. They are not my bhaktas, means nastikas and artha. Nastikas, they never believe in God. Kadavula, avare yaru enu kepa. And doing all akramams. And some people religiously do akramam. They use Bhagavan for what? Avarku onnu theriyamale koncham avarku aisu vekkirathu. Bhagavan unakku konja share, enakku share, unakku share. Andha maari oru type people, because they are all attracted towards Maya. That's why they do all wrong things. Whereas some people are there, Arjuna, they do good actions. Who are they? Opposite to Dushkritinaha, Sukritinaha. Those who are always doing noble actions. They are my devotees. Chaturvidha bhajante maam. Jana Sukriti Norjuna Arto Jigna Surarthi Jnani Cha Bharata Rishabha. Dushkritinaha, the people who are all doing wrong actions, they never cross over this Maya. They never surrender to me. Dushkritinaha, Moodaha, they are not able to cross over. But some people, Naradhamaha na prapadyante, they are not surrendering to me, and therefore they are not able to cross over the Maya. But whereas there are some people, they surrender to me. My bhaktas are four types, Arjuna. Artha bhakta, arthaarthi bhakta, jignasu bhakta, and jnani bhakta. I help them to cross over what? Maya. If they cross over Maya, they are free from sorrow. They are free from delusion. Therefore, what is the prime condition? You have to become a bhakta. Bhaktan. Artha bhakta or arthaarthi bhakta or jignasu bhakta or jnani bhakta. First, he has given the division of dushkritinaha, sukritinaha. Dushkritinaha means evil-minded people who does always wrong actions, naradhamaha. They can never come out of maya. Whereas some of my devotees, sukritinaha, who does all punya karyams, they come out. Cross over Maya. Among these four types of people also, I am going to tell who is the best bhakta, best devotee. All are my bhaktas only. Among my four types of bhaktas, who is the first level? Manda bhakti, madhyama bhakti, uttama bhakti. Edi uttama bhakti solla porar Bhagavan. Edo bhakti lo iru first. Adhama bhakti lande, manda bhakti lande, uttama bhakti na aghanu. You are already uttama bhakta? Wonderful. If not, Bhagavan is going to tell you how to become the best devotee. Uttama bhakta. You like a uttaman, uttaman or cinema or anything, uttama putran. Long back. Uttama putran madri, uttama bhaktan naiponamu. Okay, third room next week. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya
पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। हरिः ॐ। श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ।